From Baldoyle to Beaumont.
Community radio for Northeast Dublin. 90.3.
I am delighted to be joined on the line by Gerald Durney and Keith Byrne. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Morning, Donnie. How's it going?
Excellent. Gerald, I'm going to start with you for no particular reason either. Your name is first on the running order. Talk to me about the TUS scheme. You know, both you and Keith are involved in TUS and community employment. So talk to me about the difference it has made to you since undertaking it.
For me, I'm working with the CE scheme, and I'm on the horticultural program under James Hill. And what it's done is, it's opened up a lot of doors for me in terms of giving me training and a look and a chance at, say, employment after the CE scheme ends. So it's been really helpful for me.
Now, talk to me as well, seeing as you are doing the CE on the horticultural side of things. I spoke to James Hill, the TUS coordinator there, not terribly long ago, and they were talking about eco pocket projects and all that they were running in Coorog. Are you involved in that, or are you on the other side of things?
No, I'm involved in that. Yeah, that's my main area of duty at the moment, is the eco pocket and then the bulbs for bees that I've got involved in recently.
And that, I am given to understand, got a special Gashka award.
Yes, it's got the award. It's called the President's Award. So the idea behind it is to give out spring flowering bulbs to, say, community groups, schools, or different groups in the area, and to encourage them to plant these bulbs, which will then lead to more spring flowers, so it helps the pollinators to feed then in the coming spring.
And was this something that you would have had an interest in prior to undertaking the scheme, or is it something that you went in and this was what was available and this is the route you took?
No, I have an interest. I've previously done a diploma in horticulture in Corsadulic, so I was already interested in that, and I was growing my own fruit and veg at home. So this was actually ideal for me. I landed on my feet when I got the I began the TUS course and then progressed to the CE scheme. So, I mean, this was grand for me. It suited me down to the ground.
And where do you see yourself going from here, Gerald?
In an ideal situation, I'd love to be passing on what I know to others. So in some sort of educational opportunity, you know. That's what I know. I know what I know about the horticulture end of it. And I've found through both TUS and the CE scheme, a couple of different courses that I did, that I learned how to communicate that to different groups. So what I would be looking at would be getting it. Employment in the horticultural end of it, but certainly passing it on, educational of some kind, be it with schools or with community groups or old age people, hospitals, whatever. But that would be my ultimate aim.
That's very interesting. I'm going to come back to that in a while, because I don't want to have Keith out there in the cold. Keith, tell us about your experience.
My experience has been great. I have a background in wedding photography and stuff like that, so I would have been interested in foregone flowers and things like that. So that's how I came onto the team. But just for me, it's been getting out of the house, kind of a bit of structure to my week and things like that, you know what I mean? Because you do get in a kind of a rut when you're unemployed for a while. So that's just the best thing for me, is getting out. And even like Jer was saying, the way he wants to train people, like Jer's taught me a ton of stuff over the past few months, stuff I never even dreamed of knowing, you know what I mean? So that side of it's been fantastic.
And talk to me more about that, you know, because a lot of people would have, I won't say negative experience, because I don't think, I'm trying to think that I ever talked to somebody who had a negative experience. I may have, but I can't remember it off the top of my head. But a lot of people would have a sort of a preconceived notion that this is just a government scam to create cheap labour for companies. Talk to me about that aspect of it. And obviously from listening to you, just don't agree with that theory.
Yeah, well, I think if you Google a lot of stuff, there's a lot of things on there, Boris City or whatever, people talking about it. I would have been the similar, the way you just described it. But if you've got certain skills or you know what you're doing, they'll find somewhere for you to go, you know what I mean? But there's a lot of other places out there that would do that. But in the Northside Partnership, it's been perfect for me. So, because we've all got our own little set of skills to give to the team as well, so you've got to find your place now. I haven't found any negative experience from it at all. But I would have been a bit apprehensive at the start going in. But once you get in there and settle in, it's perfectly fine.
And tell me this, and Borgias can jump in here. I'm not putting this one out to any particular one of the 2 years. But, you know, what is it? Is it 19 or 20 or 19 and a half or something like that hours a week that you are expected to work when you're on the projects? 19
and a half hours a week.
So 19 and a half hours a week. Now, I mean, Borgias sound very determined that you're going to use this as a medium back into full-time employment. How do you think, and this is going to sound a real strange question, but how do you think that the transition going from, we'll say, 19 and a half to possibly doubling it in a week, is that something that's going to come as a shock to the system? Or do you think that maybe, just maybe now, of course, we're not in that sort of an employment area at the moment, but do you think maybe that people should be eased back into doing the 40-hour week? Because it is a fair shock, like, from doing 19 and a half to going to 40.
It can be, but it's all about getting yourself out of the house again. You know what I mean? Like, you have to get out of the house and you have to get yourself just structure back to your week. But, like I know 19 and a half hours doesn't sound like much, but when you break it down, it works out perfectly. But, because I would have went from kind of semi-self-employed into this, but the last couple of years have been difficult for everybody. But I think it's a great starting point. And like Jared was saying, it does open up different avenues, and there's educational avenues you can take as well there too, you know.
Gerald, can I just ask you a question that springs to mind there based on what Keith says about avenues? Is it a good way of networking for, you know, I mean, if you're clever and cute going into this, that you would use it, number one, obviously, to generate a few extra bob, and as Gerald says there, it gets you out of the house and keeps your mind in a pretty good place. But also that it's, if we'll say for argument's sake, the likes of your chosen field, that it opens up avenues and contacts with people that you would never have had the opportunity of dealing with if you hadn't been on the course.
For me, yeah. What I found was, when I began the course, I knew somebody who's teaching in a school, and so he knew my background, and he asked me would I do a presentation to a mainstream class just about horticulture. I did, and it ended up, they liked it. And they asked me back a few times, and I ended up doing a couple of summer camps with them as a helper out and sort of bringing my skill set, which was the horticulture, at the end of it, to the summer camps. And that's really opened up doors for me, and I'll stay in contact with those people. But it was the fact of having the background of the course and then the confidence to go out and network with people that really gave me that push, you know. So from my point of view, yeah, it's ideal. I'm not saying against it, like.
And would this have been something that was in your mind prior to undergoing the project, or is this something that developed in you and in your head while you were doing the project? You know something, here's an avenue that I could pursue, and you went down it.
No, it wouldn't have been. What I did was horticulture. I would have thought maybe I'd end up working with a landscaping company. So what changed for me on the course was I did a course, horticulture's therapy, through the CE scheme. They send you on different courses depending on your avenue of interest, and that opened up that door to me. And then I found I was okay at communicating this stuff to people, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the feedback I got. I enjoyed just passing on this knowledge, and so that's what changed for me when I did a couple of courses through the CE scheme and the TUF scheme, that I went, hey, I'm all right at this, I can do this.
And that is a brilliant thing about it, because you know, what people need to realise is that while you're involved with these projects, that the, you know, without knowing it, you're sort of being assessed, and the people in charge of it are saying, you know, there's a course that we could send that fellow on that would benefit him. And this is one of the side benefits of it that a lot of people don't realise, I suppose.
Yeah, well, that's what I found. That the one thing I didn't think about was education, was passing stuff on. And like I said, from doing the course, and plus give me the confidence to stand in front of people and go, here's stuff, here's things I can pass on to you. So that's certainly what I found. I find that with this kind of thing, for me anyway, I get out of the world, I put into it. The fact that I made the effort, that got to know James, and he said, you'd be good, I'd like you on my crew. And that things followed from that. But once I put the initial effort in, the feedback has been great, you know, and the benefits.
Well, it certainly sounds that it's benefiting you. How long have Bertie is left on this, lads, by the way?
Go ahead, Keith.
Sorry, go on ahead, Chair.
Oh, for me, sorry, for, I'm finished in February because it's a 3-year...
So with that in mind then, Keith, are you already... You've already, I presume, got your dipping your toe in the water and seeing where you're going from here as soon as you finish that.
Sorry, but that for me was like, yeah. I started in July, so I've got my year ends in July, but it changes every couple of weeks to where I want to go with it. I was thinking about getting into my own seat and stuff like that, but after the past couple of weeks working with the St. Michael's House and the SNA, that's another avenue that I want to go down, which is an avenue that Jerry's gone down himself, so I can kind of almost follow Jerry's footsteps a little way. But I've still got a ton of stuff to learn as well, so I have to look into studying horticulture in college and things like that, but that's just other avenues that I've opened up.
And that is another aspect of it, like, as well, that people should realise, is that this isn't just about, you know, a company getting in and working you to death for 19 and a half hours a week for a couple of years and throwing you back on the scrap heap. You are expected, and I think it is, now you know more about this maybe, but I think it's demanded of you that you would undertake certain courses while you're on the project and college, and that you would further your education and upskill yourself in your chosen field. That is expected of you, I think, and it's pretty well, not only is it expected, but I think it's demanded, lads, is it?
I wouldn't say demanded. You're given the options. I didn't make it onto the level 4 horticulture this year, but I'm doing the safe pass and a first aid course in a couple of months. But those are decisions that I made, you know?
And going forward then, lads, I mean, would you recommend this to people who are, for want of a better way of putting it, sitting at home at a loose end?
If you're interested in it, you can come down and just kind of see what we're doing and stuff like that. You might come in and enjoy. Like, I had no experience in gardening or horticulture before I came in July. But I've just kind of hoovered up the information there, you know. But, it's made a great kind of confidence building and stuff like that for my life. So I would suggest anyone to come down, rather than sitting home and, you know, staring at the wall all day, just come down and have a look at what people are doing. If you're not into the gardens, there's different aspects you can go into, you know. But it has been absolutely brilliant for me.
Well, lads, all I can say is, Bertie is, you're a great advertisement for both projects, both the Tooth and the community employment.
Uh-huh.
And I want to thank Bertie is for coming on this morning, number one. And number two, and maybe more importantly at this stage, is to wish you both the very best in your careers going forward. And, you know, just because one door closes doesn't necessarily mean that every door is closed. I think that's the message that you're giving out there this morning, boys, is it?
Yeah, exactly. There's always somewhere else to go. But you should come down and visit us sometime in the gardens, Donnie, and have a look at what we're doing.
We might go one better. We might come out and do an outside broadcast from there one of the days, because we are striving to return to what we used to laughingly refer to as normality. Boys, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much indeed for joining me this morning, Gerald Dorney and Keith Byrne, and also huge thanks to Sarah Clossy there in the Northside Partnership for organising the chat this morning. Lads, keep up the good work, and well done, and I wish you well in the future. Thanks a million, boys.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
Bye, Ronnie. Bye.
There you go now, my friends. There's two excellent exponents of what can be achieved and what you can do if you put your mind to it. And you know, the help is out there. It's just a matter of maybe knowing where to look for it. So if you go into your local Intreo office, they will tell you all you need to know about it, and you will be able to, from there, you will be able to go and see what's available for you. Do time on it, but the other side of it is that while you are on it, you are definitely broadening your ability to attain full-time employment in your chosen field.
From Baldoyle to Beaumont, Community Radio for Northeast Dublin, 90.3.
Near FM.